I got a teacher, a lady trucker, and a plumbing supplier on the line here, Brad. Brad right. And John, KISM. It is a rocking and grilling week with the show as we are giving away a grill a day. And who do we thank for those grills, Brad?
Judd and Black Appliance, your hometown appliance store, and we'll see you at the Bellingham store coming up Friday from 3:30 to 5:30.
You can qualify to win one of those grills out there, and also all the tickets, the rocking and grilling. So the grilling is the Weber Q Series grill that we're giving away today, and then also the rocking is the tickets to see all the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers like The Who and Skinner and Def Leppard, Motley Crue, who may be a Hall of Famer one day. Pat Benatar, who will be this year.
Oh, yeah. And we'll throw in a little primer concert, too, out at the Reef on Saturday night, the music of Heart by Heart.
Okay, so if you get your question right here, then you're going to go in the drawing at the end of the show for the grill. Let's start off with Dave is the plumbing supply guy. You got your plumbing supplies on you right now, Dave?
No, I'm heading in, though.
Yeah, what are you going to be carting around?
We're going to be carting around some toilets today, I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
Have there been any shortages over the last couple of years in the plumbing industry?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's horrible.
Don't tell me that we got toilet shortages. Do we have toilet shortages, Dave?
Yeah, we're okay on the toilet.
Thank God. Now, what's the most expensive toilet you've installed? Have you ever installed a four-figure toilet, like a $1,000 toilet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got some gold-plated toilets that have come through.
Nice.
Gold-plated toilets? Who's making the gold-plated toilets?
I can't remember what brand that was, but it had a little strip of, a little 4-inch strip of gold plate around the tank.
So describe the bathroom that a gold-plated toilet gets installed in. That's probably bigger than my condo. Easily.
You would definitely need the right spot, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All marbled out.
Yeah. Okay, so Dave, here's the deal. It was 42 years ago today that Mount St. Helens blew.
It made world news. It dominated the headlines.
Okay, so we're going to ask you this question. Get this right, and it's multiple choice. Get this right, and then you're going to go into the drawing at the end of the show, okay? For the grill, and then a chance at the tickets. The top-selling album on the day Mount St. Helens blew was one of the three. Which one of these three?
May 18th, 1980.
Top-selling album. Bob Seger's Against the Wind, Boston's first album, or the Eagles' Long Run? Which one was the top-selling album? Number one on the charts, on the Casey Kasem charts, on this date when Mount St. Helens blew. Seeger's Against the Wind, Boston's first album, or the Eagles' Long Run? What do you think, Dave?
What was it? You're breaking. I can't hear you very well here. I heard the Eagles' Long Run, but what was the other one?
Boston's first album or Bob Seeger's Against the Wind?
Bob Seger Against the Wind.
There you go. Yeah. Bob Seeger's Against the Wind. Against the Wind. Of course, we just played that one last hour. That was the biggest hit on the album. Her Strut was on there. I think Betty Lou's Getting Out Tonight was on
and
there.
And the Silver Bullet Band took it all the way to number one on this date in 1980.
Yes, they did, nice. Casey. Dave, don't go anywhere because we got to get your info there and get you in the drawing. All right, Michelle's a trucker. And what are you trucking today, Michelle?
I'm going down to pick up a load of fish.
Oh.
Frozen fish.
Okay. Are you driving an automatic or are you driving one that's got the clutch and all?
Nope, I have an automatic.
What kind of fish are you going to be bringing to the Brad and John show? What do you have for us?
Sable fish.
It's a who fish?
A sable fish.
Sable?
Brad, do you want some sable fish?
I think, is sable one that they use to make imitation crab and stuff like that?
No, that's, I think that's pollock.
Pollock, yeah, okay.
Well, regardless, you're required to bring... At least a quarter of that load to our show.
I thought sable was one of those things that had one of those fur things that you'd wear around your neck. You know what I mean? Like, wasn't that a sable?
I thought sable was the name of a lady wrestler. Okay, Michelle, here's your question. On this date in history, on this date, May 18th, 1980, Mount St. Helens blew. What day was it? Was it a Monday, Friday, or a Sunday? Brad, do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
What day was
Monday.
It? You're going to say it was a Monday? Brad, what day was it?
I thought it was a Sunday.
Brad, you are right. It was a Sunday. Sorry, Trucker Michelle.
I was headed to a Little League baseball game at Hartman Park in Redmond, Washington.
Teacher Tom is on the line and wants to qualify to win the grill today and maybe the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How's it going?
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. We're doing good, Tom.
Teacher Tom, where were you or how old do you think you were in 1980?
I was about negative 11.
Minus 11?
I hadn't even been born yet.
Warm you up. Okay. Well, I'll see how you do with this, Teacher Tom.
I feel old. Tom? I'm on my way to a Little League baseball game. I hadn't been born in 11 years yet.
Well, are you teaching the kids about – you're not teaching the kids about Mount St. Helens today, are you, Tom?
No, not today. We mostly do business, finance, and like career preparation type stuff.
Oh well, I got a money question for you, Teacher Tom. You can throw this at the kids today. Okay, as we said, this was a Sunday when this happened, when Mount St. Helens blew in 1980. The Sunday edition of the Seattle Times today cost $4. What did the Sunday edition cost on the day Mount St. Helens blew? Your choices are 25 cents, 75 cents, or $1.50. So $4 it is today. What was it on the day Mount St. Helens blew? 25 cents, 75 cents, or $1.50? What do you think?
Let's go 75 cents.
There you
That's
go,
what
Teacher
I would have said.
Time. Nice. 75 cents for the Seattle Times. Back in 1980, May 18th.
And you remember you'd open that thing up and go right to that little paper TV guide? That was the first thing I'd pull out of there was the little TV guide.
The big Sunday edition of the Times. Okay, Tom, hang on. There's a few more. But now we got plenty more qualifiers coming up this morning.